The Epistle of Ignatius to the Trallians, Shorter Version, Chapter 5. I will not teach you profound doctrines. Am I not able to write to you of heavenly things? But I fear to do so, lest I should inflict injury on you, who are but babes in Christ. Pardon me in this respect, lest, as not being able to receive such doctrines, ye should be strangled by them. For even I, though I am bound for Christ, yet am not on that account able to understand heavenly things and the places of the angels and their gathering under their respective princes, things visible and invisible. Without reference to such abstruse subjects, I am still but a learner in other respects, for many things are wanting to us that we come not short of God. End of chapter 5.
The Epistle of Ignatius to the Trallians, Shorter Version. I, therefore, yet not I, but the love of Jesus Christ, entreat you that ye use Christian nourishment only, and abstain from herbage of a different kind, I mean heresy, for those, bracket, that are given to this, bracket, mix up Jesus Christ with their own poison, speaking things which are unworthy of credit, like those who administer a deadly drug in sweet wine, which he who is ignorant of does greedily take with a fatal pressure, leading to his own death. End of chapter 6. The Epistle of Ignatius to the Trallians, Shorter Version, chapter 7. Be on your guard, therefore, against such persons. And this will be the case with you if you are not puffed up and continue in intimate union with Jesus Christ our God and the bishop and the enactments of the apostles. He that is within the altar is pure, but he that is without is not pure. That is, he who doth anything apart from the bishop and presbytery and deacon, such a man is not pure in his conscience. End of chapter 7. The Epistle of Ignatius to the Trallians, Shorter Version. Chapter 8. Be on your guard against the snares of the devil. Not that I know there is anything of this kind among you, but I put you on your guard, inasmuch as I love you greatly and foresee the snares of the devil. Wherefore, clothing yourselves with meekness, be ye renewed in faith, that is the flesh of the Lord, and in love, that is the blood of Jesus Christ. Let no one of you cherish any grudge against his neighbor. Give no occasion to the Gentiles, lest by means of a few foolish men, the whole multitude of those that believe in God be evil spoken of. For woe to him by whose vanity my name is blasphemed among any. End of chapter 8. The Epistle of Ignatius to the Trallians, Shorter Version. Chapter 9. Reference to the History of Christ. Stop your ears, therefore, when anyone speaks to you at variance with Jesus Christ, who was descended from David, and was also of Mary, who was truly born and did eat and drink. He was truly persecuted under Pontius Pilate, he was truly crucified, and truly died, in the sight of beings in heaven, and on earth, and under the earth. He was also truly raised from the dead, his Father quickening him, even as after the same manner, his Father will so raise up us who believe in him by Christ Jesus, apart from whom we do not possess the true life. End of chapter 9. The Epistle of Ignatius to the Trallians, the Shorter Version, chapter 10. The Reality of Christ's Passion. But if, as some that are without God, that is, the unbelieving, say, that he only seemed to suffer, they themselves only seem to exist, then why am I in bonds? Why do I long to be exposed to the wild beast? Do I therefore die in vain? Am I not then guilty of falsehood against the cross of the Lord? End of chapter 10. The Epistle of Ignatius to the Trollocs. Shorter version. Reverend Peter John Priest. Chapter 11. Avoid the deadly errors of the doctrine. Flee, therefore, those evil offshoots of Satan, which produce death-bearing fruit, whereof if anyone taste, he instantly dies. For these men are not the planting of the Father. For if they were, they would appear as branches of the cross, and their fruit would be incorruptible. By it he calls you through his passion, as being his members. The head, therefore, cannot be born by itself without its members. God, who is the Savior himself, having promised their union. Footnote, the union is both text and meaning are here doubtful. End of the footnote. Chapter 11 is finished. Epistle of Ignatius to the Trilogians, chapter 12, shorter version. Continue in unity in love. I salute you from Smyrna together with the churches of God which are with me, who have refreshed me in all things, both in the flesh and in the spirit. My bonds, which I carry about with me for the sake of Jesus Christ, praying that I may attain to God, exhort you. Continue in harmony among yourselves and in prayer with one another, for it becomes every one of you, and especially the presbyters, to refresh the bishop to the honor of the Father and of Jesus Christ and of the apostles. I entreat you in love to hear me, that I may not, by having written, be a testimony against you, and do ye also pray for me, who have need of your love along with the mercy of God, that I may be worthy of the lot for which I am destined, and that I may not be found reprobate. End of chapter 12. The Epistle of Ignatius to the Trilogians. Chapter 13, shorter version, conclusion. The love of the Smyrnans and Ephesians salute you. Remember in your prayers the church which is in Smyrna, from which also I am not worthy to receive my appellation, being the last, footnote, an example of the least, and the footnote, of them. Fare ye well in Jesus Christ, while ye continue subject to the bishop, as to the command of God, and in like manner in the presbytery. And do ye every man love one another with an undivided heart. Let my spirit be sanctified by yours, not only now, but also when I shall attain to God, for I am as yet exposed to danger. But the Father is faithful in Jesus Christ to fulfill both mine and your petitions, in whom may ye be found unblameable.